have to trade them, okay, if they can get anything for them, or they're just going to have to cut them. Either way, they're going to have to take a pretty good cap
hit
on it.
When he, if he resigns with another team, do they get any of that money back? Does anyone
they
know?
Get, I think that they get some relief from the cap.
I believe they
but
do.
But I think a lot of it depends on what they sign them for.
I think it's all has to do with this guaranteed money, though. This is a situation where the NFL needs to step in and say, hey, you know what? I know you gave a boatload of money to this guy, but we're going to help you out. We're going to wipe this away. It might be unfair to some of the other teams. They claim that it might be unfair. But if you really want to clean the image up by forcing the Falcons to put Michael Vick on a hiatus or whatever, I think you got to help them out with some money.
Yeah.
I think you do. I think the NFL needs to say, you know what, that contract, rip it up. Never happened. We don't acknowledge it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if something like that, that put the Falcons in a very difficult situation. And we'll see. But you know what? You never know. I mean, somebody could do something crazy and go out and give Michael Vick a lot of money. I mean, wherever – let's say this about Michael Vick. Wherever he goes, okay, he is going to create a lot of buzz. He is. He's going to put butts in the seats. And you're looking at a league that doesn't have a lot of great quarterbacks,
right.
Okay? It'd be one thing, okay, if we were talking about the receiver position or we were talking about the running back position. We're talking about the quarterback position, which in the NFL, in my opinion, as far as what I would consider good quarterbacks, goes 10, maybe 15 deep. All right, we'll talk more about that. Also, don't forget scoreatl.com. That's the place to get all the high school basketball scores. We have all the scores up. The girls and the boys, they played both the last two nights in what was called the quarterfinals. We'll have the semis this Wednesday and Thursday. 1-2 and 3A will be played down in Macon. Georgia Public Broadcasting and Score Atlanta will team up along with the guys in the studio and a few more to webcast the 8, 4A, and 5A games live. Guys, that's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk about that. Get back to the Falcons. If you want to give us a call on what the Falcons need or how you feel they've done so far, 404-233-7979, star 790 on your AT&T phone.
Okay, last time. Here's your brain.
I did take a banned substance. I'm very sorry.
Here's your brain on steroids.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Any questions? Our hosts don't use any performance-enhancing drugs, although maybe they should. Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Stop wasting money on energy bills. It's absolutely essential right now. And Energy Defenders offers insulation solutions to make your home more comfortable and cut your heating and cooling bills in half. Call Energy Defenders today to schedule a free home consultation. Insulation is the simplest way to maximize comfort and minimize cost. It's the single best investment you can make in your home. Call Energy Defenders, 866-584-9772. 866-584-9772. Or check out EnergyDefenders.com right now, because every day you wait is costing you money.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6445 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6445. That's 1-800-603-6445. Again, 1-800-603-6445.
Pollock and Bell.
Monday, Mike's back from Vegas. You know he's got some stories. Then we're going to go talk about NFL free agency, Duke, North Carolina. Hawks, how do they fare on the weekend?
And the Cobalt Dudes 500. Yeah, come on, baby.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
All right, Score Atlanta, Sports Sunday, I.J. Rosenberg, Scott Genovi, girl named Janovitz. I sent in for it to be corrected. I didn't hear it. Was it corrected yet?
No,
I
don't think so.
I haven't heard it yet.
Maybe Marino doesn't like you, the guy that cuts off.
Or maybe he just likes Genovi better than Janovitz.
Maybe.
He's thinking I should change.
Brian Jones, Fletcher Proctor, don't forget this Wednesday and Thursday, we will be webcasting the 4 and 5A games live. You can go a couple different places. You can go to gpb.org/basketball, or you can come to scoreatl.com, which will send you right to the GPB site and the player. But we will be doing those games on Wednesday and Thursday, beginning at 4, 5:30, 7, 8:30. And we'll get to hear how our boy Fletcher does some play-by-play. Of course, yeah. Fletcher's done play-by-play before. You were the voice of the...
was the voice of the Raven County Wildcats for a couple years. Did the
How'd you enjoy that? You have fun?
It was a good time. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I love doing play-by-play.
Who's that? The Raven?
Raven County.
Raven County.
What classification?
Classification 2A. In fact, their girls lost to Buford last night.
Ooh.
Still kind of follow them a little bit. Made the quarterfinals, so good for them.
All right, now we're going to turn real quickly. Personal Touch Lawn Care, who's one of our sponsors on Sunday. I think we got Jim on the line. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Good. Jim, finally got some good weather after that crazy snow last Sunday and freeze, and I'm sure everything is pretty saturated and stuff like that. But what should people be doing right now as far as their lawns are concerned?
Yeah, we just finished up all of our pre-emergence. So your first round of pre-emergence should go down on all your grass right now. Should be thinking about the green up. It should be coming pretty soon.
And also, you know, one of the things that we talked about last week, and you could get in touch with Personal Touch Lawn Care at 770-908-1238, or you can go to their website at ptlcatlanta.com. But, Jim, one of the things that Ricky told us last week was you still have to be careful, still as far as the flowers and different things like that, because even though it's March, we still could get some cold weather here. Last week, of course, was proof of that. But you want to be tending to things, but you don't want to get a little bit too over anxious with this pretty weather.
That's absolutely right. We get one cold freeze, and you've already got your summer annuals in. It definitely hurt them.
Hey, Jim, tell us some of the things that the Personal Touch Lawn Care does other than lawn. I know y'all will do a lot of things like fountains and different brick walls for yards and different things like that.
Yeah, we're working on three pretty exciting projects right now. It encompasses all those things, retaining walls, different sod, installation plants, all kinds of different hardscapes going on in all three of those projects right now.
And I guess, like you said, the big thing right now is the pre-emergence. You don't want a yard full of weeds come the spring. So, Jim, we appreciate it. You could check out Personal Touch Lawn Care again at ptlcatlanta.com, or you can call Jim and Ricky at 770-908-1238. Hey, Jim, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good lawn service, and gotta get on it, people, if you want your yard to look good, and they're certainly one of the best in Atlanta. Ricky, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'm actually supposed to stop by Lowe's on the way home and pick up some weed and feed.
Weed and feed?
Got to do a little drop spreader a little bit later.
So you have a yard?
Your wife's putting you to work. Huh?
She turns the screws a little bit.
I didn't realize you had a yard.
Yeah.
That's great.
I have a house and everything.
But you have to have a house to have a yard, right?
Yeah.
He's what you call grown up.
Yeah.
Others.
He doesn't.
Well,
the problem is he doesn't always act like it, so yeah. I assume he's the same, you know, the same level I am. I don't consider myself.
It's all the wife.
I'm hardly a grown up.
I just kind of live there.
So real quickly, just finishing up on the Atlanta Falcons and talking a little bit and getting a little insight to what they're doing. And it's sort of similar to what the Braves did, I think, back in the late 1980s. The nice thing about the NFL is that sometimes the end result happens faster than baseball because, you know, you're typically picking kids that are from college that are ready to go. In baseball, you're picking high school kids.
Well, I will say this, and you make the comparison to what the Braves did in the late 80s. What you would not have wanted to see, though, is the ownership back then, the general managers back then, you know, kind of panic and say, hey, we want to make the playoffs again because we had such success last year, even though the Braves didn't have much success, you know, late 80s. But they built for this long run. They built to the pitching. And I think that's what, you know, the Falcons need to do. They don't need to panic and say, well, we need to have a second consecutive winning season because we've never done that before. They need to say, you know what, that's going to come. We've got some holes. Instead of doing a fix by just signing Chris Canty, you know, even though he's already been signed, but signing a guy like that, I would just go out there and get the youngsters, maybe not the big splash, but just go and get the right players. And if that's through the draft, that's through the draft.
Yeah, no, we talked about how the Braves kind of went the opposite direction of late and how we think that's hurt them. And we said, you know, they traded a lot of their young players rather than staying patient, remaining patient, and building for the future. They traded a lot of their young players as kind of to fix it now, kind of. You know,
and it didn't work. It doesn't work, guys. I mean, quickly, and Brian, I know, knows the Atlanta Falcons really well. I mean, if you look at this team, I mean, they're going to be spending this draft and the free agent period really trying to fill holes on defense. If you look at them offensively, yes, they need to pick up another offensive lineman.
A tight end.
Definitely pick up a tight end. Probably going to end up having to, you know, maybe pick up one more running back. But, you know, offensively, you pretty much have, except for the tight end position, you pretty much have everybody back. Same with special teams. I mean, you know, you've got a kicker finally in Elam that can, you know, make the field goals when you need it.
They put the franchise tag on Michael Keenan.
Yeah, the punter and the guy that kicks off for them. As far as their return men, you've got Harry Douglas and Norwood. So you're set there. I mean, it's defense, guys, and here are the holes, okay? Basically, you know, you've got sort of, you know, one of the holes would certainly be one of the defensive tackles, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you lost Grady Jackson. He signed with Detroit, so you need a nose tackle to help stop the run. So, yeah, they do need a defensive tackle.
But you're not in terrible, you know, position. You know, you do have Babineau on the other side.
Right.
All right, so you're pretty good there. You know, you're going to have to pick up another offensive outside linebacker. Although Stephen Nicholas could be somebody that could help you. But, you know, you've lost Bowie there. You've got your – I think you've got your middle linebacker of the future, would you
Curtis
say,
Lofton,
guys?
Absolutely.
You've got a guy. But, again, you know, on the other side, the other linebacker. I mean, you're going to have to – with Brookie gone, you're going to have to go into that draft hard. I think also, like you said, Fletcher, that you're going to probably have to sign a linebacker out of free agency that can come in. I don't know that you're going to find two outside linebackers in the draft that can start.
Well, I think another, you know, a need we discussed, Brian said tight end, and that's where I go free agencies, because I think a guy like Bo Scafie, who's out there, it would be a great pickup, and you can get him, you know, you don't have to break the bank for
Leonard
someone
Pope.
Like that.
L.J. Smith was actually
point is there,
here
and L.J. Smith's
Brand.
Another guy from, I think, the Eagles, who's someone who, you know, he's a quality guy, and you don't
he's
have to pay
–
but you don't have to pay big dollars for any of those guys. To me, you obviously it's obvious.
You gotta get a couple corners.
Well, I think
that's probably
your
first pick. Don't
no,
you think?
I don't. No, I don't. I think you deal with the front seven. I think the way they were run on against Arizona was, I think, unacceptable. It was a team that didn't run on anyone throughout the regular season.
Cushing.
And you bring in Laurinaitis is a very good linebacker. Well, we disagree here, but I think he's been a star for 4 years there. And if you're a good college –
how do you do against,
that
how do you do against
dominant,
your boys, Florida? How do you do against Florida?
That, well, the whole team struggled
against
Florida.
How do you do against LSU?
If you can be that dominant for
against
4 years in a good conference –
dominant?
Not a great
he or was, overrated?
He was the best linebacker in football in college football for 4 years.
No, he wasn't. He got a little ESPN love. Because Kirk Herbstreit went to Ohio State just like Lauren.
Well, I think a guy like Larry Inglis from Northern Illinois will be available at 24. Because, again, I don't know who else will be the best outside linebacker will be available at that time. And Larry Inglis is a guy who not only can play outside linebacker, he can also play defensive end.
But let me ask you this, though. Wasn't he a defensive end in college? I think this is where you go. I think you missed on this whole experiment thing with Jamal Anderson. I don't want
to
experiment.
Well, and also we got to go to break,
guys.
But and we're gonna, you know, we'll come back. But we'll end the Falcons talk. But I just wanted to get into that real quick. Also, not big headlines last week. It didn't make big headlines. But Chauncey Davis did resign, and he is a player that really improved, even though he was in a reserve role last year.
Yeah, one of his best years last year.
Yeah, he did. You know, he did have a good season. All right, IJ Rosenberg, Fletcher Proctor, Brian Jones, Scott Genovi. We'll be back on Sports Radio 790 Zone.
The young Atlanta Hawks, the gutsy, gritty Atlanta Hawks. They are ready to shock the world. Who's the veteran team? Who's the team with the poise? Give me a break. Give me a break.
It's the playoffs.
The Atlanta Hawks play here. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T, McDonald's, and Bacardi. Only on 790 The Zone.
When deciding how to announce to the world Arby's new, never-fried, never-greasy roast burger, made with thinly sliced oven-roasted beef and all the burger toppings you love, we realized that a simple drum roll just wasn't enough. We needed a sound as big as its taste. So we added a Philharmonic Orchestra, a 21-gun salute, And this guy we found at the drive-thru.
Yo, dude, this roast burger rocks.
Arby's new roast burger. It's big. It's the burger done better. Just one bite and you'll say, I'm thinking Arby's.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
IBM Express Advantage.
Hi, I really need a more secure network for my online business.
No problem.
Great.
We've got the Express Multifunction Security Bundle from IBM Internet Security Systems.
Well, that sounds intimidating.
Oh, only for hackers, viruses, and other threats. Uh-huh. For you, it's turnkey.
So by setting this up, I'd be like a vigilante, right? Thwarting threats, defending business.
Yeah. I mean, in one solution, you'll have 6 security modules and one of the largest URL filtering databases.
Wow. I'd be a real superhero.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you a big key to the city. Huh?
Really?
You know, I'll find an IBM business partner to get you the security bundle. So that's a start.
I could be the network ninja.
Right.
Or the defenderator. Mm. Or hacker attacker.
Wow.
Yo, oh, how about, wait.
Yeah, just so you know, the cape is not included.
Oh, that's a shame.
IBM Express Multifunction Security Bundle helps protect networks of mid-sized companies. From $1,894 for up to 50 users, go to ibm.com/IBM Access or call the concierge at 877-IBM-ACCESS to find the business partner that's right for you. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
Pollock and Bell.
It's all about, you know, instant gratification.
And the thing is, you grew up like me.
My dad was a little irresponsible. You know, when we used to go to, Atlantic City, my dad would have a big wad of bills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't mom going to be upset? Don't we have to buy a new oil burner? And my dad's like, hey, we're in Vegas. You're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. I.J. Rosenberg. Fletcher Proctor. We're here until 12 o'clock, by the way. Special show coming up. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. Brian Jones in here and Scott Janovitz. Also want to check out scoreatl.com. I'll tell you, we've got a publication on there right now. You can go to past issues and check it out. It has all the information on everybody in the tournament, in the basketball tournament, all the rosters and everything like that. And as I said, we'll be webcasting these games live, the 4 and 5A games, on Wednesday and Thursday from Gwinnett Arena. You'll be able to check out Score ATL all week long. Also, don't forget, our partner on this is Georgia Public Broadcasting, so you'll be hitting their website hard. We'll also have a blog. We'll be doing a lot of neat things and some exciting basketball. Of course, Wheeler ends up winning last night. They beat Norcross. Looks like, guys, right now, Wheeler, as far as 5A is concerned, has to be the favorite for the boys. As far as 4A, I would say probably what, Scott, Brian, Butcher, Miller Grove?
As far as 4A, I would say Miller Grove with their point
Miller
guard.
Miller Grove, yeah.
Tucker pulled a huge upset over Marist. Yeah. I don't think Bainbridge. I mean, they're the Region 1 champion, but I think, Miller Grove is the team right now.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly to the Atlanta Braves, of course, spring training going on right now. And I know y'all talked about the World Baseball Classic. Brian McCann yesterday hits a home run for the U.S.
Two-run shot.
Two-run shot for the U.S. team. A couple of things, though, about the Braves. Garrett Anderson's hurt, guys. It's a calf muscle. I'm not real sure how bad it is. I guess the good thing about it is it came early during spring training. Of course, the bad thing about it is it is a very difficult injury because you're putting a tremendous amount of weight on that. And, you hope you get him back because I'll tell you something, guys. You got to go into the season with this guy in your outfield. I really think that's key for the Atlanta Braves.
We were talking about this earlier, and I would like to hear your opinion on it because you've been in, you were in the Braves locker room for as many years as anyone, and I just, for the life of me, don't understand, especially in Atlanta, but why in baseball these guys can't stay healthy. I mean, when you watch the NBA and you watch the NFL, two sports that are far more physical and demand much more of their
absolutely
players than I, why can't the Braves have more injuries last year and they don't do anything?
Let me tell you the difference between, and I think that When you go into an NBA locker room, and you guys have been in there before, first of all, I don't think anybody would disagree with me. The NBA players are the best athletes in the world.
Right.
I mean, and one of the reasons for that is that you don't have many 5'9", 5'10", guys in there. You've got
right.
guys like LeBron, who I, by the way, think he won't tell anybody how much he weighs.
About 270,
yeah,
I think.
He's about 270.
Yeah.
But then what's amazing is that when you watch Joe Johnson on the court, okay, he looks like a small guy, but he could take LeBron. I mean, you saw that last week. You know, he could square him up with the shoulders and take him. I mean, these guys are such physical specimens, and the way they work out, and this includes the NFL players, these guys work out and keep their bodies in shape year-round.
Right.
Baseball players do not.
Well, that's what I think.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. They don't. They wait. That's why Chipper Jones. Look, what? Last year he admitted that. He went to a new all-season exercise regime. But these guys in baseball just don't work it. And,
yeah.
you know, pitchers don't work it. They worry about their arms. I mean, if you walk into a major league clubhouse and you just, like, lined up all 25 guys in your underwear – I used to tell this story about Greg Maddux, okay?
You wouldn't be very impressed?
No, you would not.
I chased a lot of people up in their underwear.
Other than maybe like a Jeff. I'm serious, though.
That's a good point.
Here, I used to tell this story. Greg Maddux used to get so upset with me, but I tell this story all the time. And that was, Greg Maddux to me was the greatest pitcher, okay, of the last 30 years. All right. I just think he's the greatest pitcher. I think he's better than Clemens. I think he's better than any of those guys. And the reason for that was that if you purely look at his numbers, okay, his ERA, his walk-to-strikeout ratio, the number of hits that he gave up per inning, his stats are so tremendous because he was such a thinker. And that's why he was such a great pitcher, because he could take a baseball and do two things. Number one, he could put it anywhere he wanted. But number two, even more importantly, he knew the strength and the weakness of the hitter at the plate. But if you ever saw him on the beach, okay, he'd be like one of those guys you kick sand on. I mean, he always had this little pooch and stuff like that. And, of course, he's a pitcher. But you're right, though. Baseball players do not go through the same workout regime. And for some reason or not, whether it's the Braves or a lot of other major league teams, just don't make their guys
They should
do
something about it, because I agree. If they approach their offseason training the same way NFL players do and NBA players do, if they approached it like they needed to withstand 16 NFL football games, they would play the full season. You probably wouldn't have Chipper Jones missing, 40 games a year.
Well, you know what?
It's unacceptable.
You know what helps football, okay, are, those off-season little camps that they have.
Yeah, the OTAs that
okay,
they do.
Okay, that's a big thing, because those guys can't afford to walk into those camps.
Right.
They get killed if they're out of shape.
Well,
okay?
I think it goes back to guaranteed contracts. They get these guaranteed contracts. They don't have to do anything until the last season.
That's what it comes down to. If you're making as much money as these guys are making, play, okay? Come into camp on shape.
That's easy for the fans to say. We'd love to see it happen, but they don't always feel that
if
way.
Your life is dedicated to athletics, at least be in good shape. It's unacceptable for these pitchers to come out for 2 weeks and miss half the season because they can't throw anymore. I mean, it happened all last year. The Braves did not have one starter who got through the season without getting
hurt. Again, it's another. And I like the way when Leo Mazzoni, it was interesting, when Leo Mazzoni was the coach, it was different here. I mean, he treated the arms differently. He looked at, and I'm not saying anything wrong. There's anything wrong with the pitching coach, Roger McDowell, right now. He was just different. And those pitchers did not get hurt. Okay.
They didn't break down.
It was rare. They didn't break down.
But,
again, baseball. There's so many things about baseball right now that bug me. I mean, we've talked about this the last couple of years. A-Rod's out. I mean, what's
with
A-Rod?
With his suspension?
Yeah.
No, he's not suspended.
Well,
no, you missed. Fletcher has a conspiracy theory.
All right. Well, maybe you're right. But A-Rod's going to be out, 2 months?
Yeah, interesting.
If he has the surgery.
He'll be out about 50 games.
He should have.
You mean he'll be out about 50 games?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which was.
Yeah. Well, you might be right.
Interesting.
There. You might have a good point. But you're right about baseball, and again, the Braves. Look, the key to this team this year is they've got to stay. Well, first of all, they got to keep that rotation healthy. The bullpen, which is as good as anybody's, healthy, but again, breaks down a lot.
Right.
I mean, you got two guys at the top of that bullpen that have been banged up, pretty good. All right, listen, we got a call. Yeah, let's go to Evan. Wants to talk about physical condition. Hey, Evan, you're on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Yeah, good morning.
What's
you
up?
Good morning. I heard you talking about the NBA and what physical specimens those guys are. And I seem to remember that, well, back in the day when the Pistons got strong with Isaiah Thomas and Lambeer, that those guys were really able to out-muscle the Celtics. And it seemed like they were like the first ones in the NBA to really hit the weight room and get big and strong. And then the Celtics had to do that to respond, and then the rest of the league did. And I really think they kind of set a tone for the league. And if a baseball team were to decide to do that, they might could actually, everybody get strong over an offseason, maybe do the same thing for baseball.
Well, Evan, and I'll tell you what, Evan, you make a good point. And here's what I think, guys. Again, this is just the NBA has changed. Okay, what you've seen is you've seen guys that are working out year-round. NFL certainly has, because I'm going to tell you something, guys. If you don't train year-round in the NFL, unless you're a Grady Jackson,
and you only have one job, and you weigh
390
pounds.
Just take
up space. Yeah.
But think about it, guys. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it just hasn't changed. And baseball just,
you know what,
for some reason, refuses to change some things.
It brings up an interesting point. Maybe the reason it hasn't changed is because they've relied so long on steroids. I mean, think about it. If you can be in great shape without working out, which essentially is what steroids do. I mean, they help you. I mean, you still have to work out, but they help you stay in shape. They help you remain,
healthy. Recover, right?
They help you recover.
Right.
And if you can do that,
that's the easy way out.
Right. And now that steroids are, we hope, are kind of away for out of the sport for good, hopefully, maybe you'll see teams kind of – maybe you'll see players, I should say, start working out a little harder
shape. See some of the younger guys starting to do that. Again, in baseball, you have to be a little bit careful, especially if you're a pitcher. I mean, as far as your upper body, you have to do the right exercises. But there's no excuse for anybody else. I mean, you want to get in as good a shape as the guys in the NFL and certainly the guys – in the NBA. All right, we're going to go to break a little bit early. When we get back, we're going to talk to our friend Brian Longacre over at Aqua Blue. They had a big night last night. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Pollock and Bell.
It's all about, instant gratification.
And the thing is, you grew up like me.
My dad was a little irresponsible. When we used to go to Atlantic City, my dad would have a big wad of bills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't mom going to be upset? Don't we have to buy a new oil burner? And my dad's like, hey, we're in Vegas. You'd be a bear, be a grizzly.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of what?
Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's Sweet Tea, the authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only a buck. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
Man, I dig inner monologues. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, look, a fillet of fish just sitting here in my mind being all delicious. Hey!
That's my sandwich.
What? How did you get in my inner monologue?
Door's open. Give it back.
Man, get your own invisible sandwich.
We know you're thinking about it, so answer the call for McDonald's crispy, flaky, double Filet-O-Fish sandwich today. Catch yours with hot fries and a large icy cold Coke. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
If you didn't know that Phillips Arena is the place to be in Atlanta, it's time to join the party. If you didn't know by now that these Hawks are for real, if you haven't seen what I'm seeing from the Highlight Factory, if you haven't been here and felt this, that's what I'm talking about. Now you know. Atlanta Hawks basketball.
Get four tickets and four Chick-fil-A combos for $89 when the Hawks face Allen Iverson and the Detroit Pistons on a Chick-fil-A family night Saturday, March 7th. For tickets, visit Hawks.com.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
Okay. UPS Freight is so reliable, it's like a player who always comes through in the clutch. That's because UPS offers an on-time delivery guarantee on LTL shipments so you can keep your promises to your customers. Talk about clutch. I think I was pretty clutch right there.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS. What can Brown do for you? On-time guarantee applies to customers whose shipments are rated from the current UPGF 560 base rate tariff only. See rules there for applicable terms, conditions, restrictions, and remedies.
The young Atlanta Hawks. The gutsy, gritty Atlanta Hawks. They are ready to shock the world. Who's the veteran team? Who's the team with the poise? Give me a break. Give me a break.
It's the playoffs.
The Atlanta Hawks play here. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T, McDonald's, and Bacardi. Only on 790 The Zone.
All right, coming back to a little Aerosmith from the 1970s. My choice, Joel. Of course, Joel handling everything behind the glass as he usually does. We hope to get Joel to be writing for Score Atlanta soon. I'll work on that, Joel. I know you've been talking to Pat about that. Score Atlanta Sports Sunday here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Of course, big week coming up. We've got the big Coors Light 6th Annual March Mayhem Party at the Cheetahs, presented by Level Vodka. It's Thursday and Friday. No cover till 7 p.m. I've been to that. Have you guys been to that?
I haven't yet. I've always wanted
Scott,
to go.
Have you ever been to that?
I've never met a Cheetah girl in my life.
Never met a Cheetah girl?
No.
How long you been in Atlanta, buddy?
Well, now I'm kind of embarrassed to say.
Yeah.
About a year and a half.
He might be. We got to ask Brian if he's met a Cheetah.
I was helping the zone out 2 years ago, right? And I get down there. And
you volunteered for that one, huh?
Well, no. And I said, hey, Cody Hicks, who was sort of my boss at the time. I said, what do you want me to do? Do you need me to, collect money? What do you need me to do? He goes, oh, no, I need you to stand up front and take people's tickets as they come in. I was like, really? So I get to stand up front. Sweet.
I think the girls are
he's up front. He's up front near the Cheetah
girls? That's a great party. Mike Bell.
It's near the street.
Mike Bell, the afternoon host, of course, who's as good a partier as you'll find. Probably one of Atlanta's top 10 partiers. Really does a great job. He sort of hosts that party. Anyway, let's get to another great establishment in Atlanta. That's Aqua Blue, our friend Brian. From Aqua Blue, got to check in with Brian last night, and Brian, of course, came up to me and says, Brian, you with us?
I am.
He comes up, he says, IJ, he says, I know you like the ribeye, he says, but you got to get the veal chop. And let me tell you, this veal chop came, all right, and it was on, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was on some mushroom couscous, right?
Risotto.
I'm sorry about that. And it had a couple of shrimp, and then had a lobster tail on it. Ooh, it was good.
I can't listen to this.
You know what I had for dinner last night?
What'd you have?
McDonald's? I had some Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Brian, we need to come out to Aqua Blue now.
You do need to come out.
Unhealthy dinner.
I keep calling IJ going, when are we going to Aqua Blue? And IJ keeps ignoring my phone calls.
All right, a couple of things coming up at Aqua Blue. Of course, Aqua Blue up off 400. On the east side of Roswell, exit 7A, take a right down on the left. We'll give you the website and the phone number in a couple of minutes. But, Brian, a couple of things coming up. Of course, y'all have got the big Thursday nights all the time. But I know y'all have got your anniversary party. Talk a little bit about that as well as Motown Friday nights.
Yeah, we're very excited about we're celebrating our anniversary month this month. And we've got the big anniversary party on the 25th. We're giving away free appetizers, and we've got a live band there. And then also we're pulling a drawing for two dinners for a year at the restaurant. So between now and March 24th, every time you come into Aqua Blue, if you mention 790, you'll get a raffle ticket. And then we're doing a drawing, like I said, for a free dinner for a year at Aqua Blue on the 25th of March.
That sounds great. And another thing, I was talking to Brian. Brian does a lot in the community. Aqua Blue, very supportive of the local high school right there, which is Centennial High School. And we actually have a great photo on the CentennialAthletics.com website of the sushi contest that was at the basketball game about a week ago, so make sure to check that out. You can check out Aqua Blue at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. You can give Brian a call at 770-643-8886, aquablueatl.com. Of course, every week. Brian, what are we giving away this week? Two dinners?
Yeah, we're going to give away two dinners.
All right, two dinners, and you have to give us the name of the band that plays on Thursday night. And let me say this about Thursday nights in Aqua Blue. You want to come and see a very unique situation at a very nice restaurant, you have to come to Aqua Blue. And I don't care, agreed or disagree here, Brian, I don't care if you're 89 years old or if you're 25 years old, there is something for everybody at Aqua Blue on Thursday nights, correct?
It is a great people-watching night. We we do the complimentary hors d'oeuvres until about 7:30, and then the band starts after that. And it is a very diverse crowd, and it's a lot of fun, to be honest with you. It's a great time.
All right, so make sure answer our question, 404-233-7979, star 790 on the AT&T phone, 404-233-7979, star 790 on your AT&T phone. The name of the band that plays at Aqua Blue on Thursday nights. And by the way, you probably can get that if you maybe head over to the website at aquablueatl.com. Brian, we appreciate it, and look forward to having you next week with all the basketball going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we also, I just want to give you a heads up, we also opened up our patio as well, so you can all come in and eat outside if you like.
All right. Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next
Sunday.
Thank you
very much, gentlemen. Really appreciate it.
That meal you had sounded amazing.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really
Let me ask you a question. You're on Weight Watchers, right?
Well, but I can do that. You know
well,
what?
That's what my question is. Is Aqua Blue agreeable with Weight Watchers?
Absolutely. You have to make sure to save your points. But by the way, guys, you'd be proud of me. I went in yesterday.
To Weight Watchers.
8 weeks, my eighth weigh-in, down 20.8 pounds.
In eight weeks. That's impressive.
I'm only 2.2 pounds away from my 10% goal because I was at 230. So
that's good.
Getting
man.
Close, guys. Yeah. I'm not
you're
like
good.
Skinny
you're losing,
boy.
You're losing more
you
than
two little skinny boys.
You're losing more than 2 pounds a week. That's great.
Huh?
You're losing more than 2 pounds
no,
a week.
It's,
that's
it's,
great.
You know it's working. So give us a call at 404-233-7979 star 790 on the AT&T phone if you know the band that plays on Thursday nights at Aqua Blue. You will get two free dinners. All right, real quickly, back to the Atlanta Braves. Anything, Fletcher, because you cover them closely so far this spring that sort of jumped out at you?
Well, Brian McCann showed up in phenomenal shape. You know, he had the whole new off-season training regimen that he was doing. Certainly showed up since he joined Team USA. He had a home run against the Phillies, had a home run yesterday, a sac fly, had three RBIs, two runs. Looked pretty daggone good behind the plate.
And, he's killing it.
Other than that, Jordan Schaefer, he's hurt right now, probably going to be out for the remainder of this week, you know, for the next 5 or 6 days with that AC joint in his left shoulder. But the pitchers, Tommy Hansen looks good.
You're right
about looks
the hurt
good.
Thing.
Jurgens looks good.
Yeah, I've never seen a sport where more players get hurt. I mean, it's the most fragile sport in the world.
Well, he did hurt himself when he's diving for a ball. It's not like he was, you know, pulling a
– Of course. And those, injuries, and
like
those injuries you understand. But when you have someone, you know – who hurts their hamstring running out a ground ball, it's got to frustrate you a little.
Did you hear a couple years ago when Marty Cordova had to go on the disabled list because he burned himself in the tanning bed?
Oh, no, there's some great.
I remember that.
There's some great stories about that.
Which brave
there was the
was
guy
who
pulled his socks on. No, he hurt himself pulling his socks on.
I haven't heard that.
Smoltz
ironed his shirt when
he
was
on.
Yeah, he was wearing his
own. I've done that before. Not burned myself, but I've ironed a shirt I was wearing.
Really?
Oh. When it was on?
When I was wearing
on your body?
Yeah, you go
this is a terrible idea.
Oh, okay.
You can put it over the
ironing
board like that.
What's going on with Tom Glavine?
He's back in camp. He's throwing a little bit, and
what's realistic about him coming back?
He's going to
be able to actually pitch.
He's going to be the fifth starter. He's going to miss every single off day, which is going to be good. You know, his rotation, at least early in the season, his spot in the order is going to fall on that off day. So you're going to see fewer starts this year, which is good. And, they hope to save him for if they can
you'll
do a playoff
that.
Run.
You'll see that. And when we say that now, you'll see him get fewer starts and you'll see him get those off days if Vasquez and all those guys can stay healthy. Because if not,
but,
you see him at this, now he's your third pitcher
but
in the rotation.
You also have Jorge Campillo, who doesn't have a spot,
please,
who pitched last year. You've got Tommy Hansen.
Wait. Go back to Campillo for a second. If you looked at the staff last year,
he was the best pitcher.
He was the best pitcher on the staff.
Second best, I would say, behind Jurgens. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to think that he's a guy that's going to help you this year, correct?
Jorge Campillo, yeah, he's going to be your long reliever. He's going to join the Jeff Bennett and Buddy Carlisle,
who
both, by
the
way, signed.
Will he open the season as a fifth starter?
No, long relief.
Long relief?
Yes, he's going to open it up in long relief.
I predict he'll be in the starting lineup within 2 or 3 weeks because I just have no faith in any of those guys staying healthy other than Vasquez, who seems like he's in really
good shape. And Lowe, who never gets hurt, and Vasquez, who never gets hurt.
And
Kenshin Kawakami, who never got hurt in Japan.
Right, well, we'll see.
Jurgens.
Well, I think Vasquez looked – I watched Vasquez for a couple innings yesterday, and I thought he looked
sharp.
He looked very good.
Yeah. He was a good pitcher. I mean, again, I mean, we talk about you know, some of these contracts that the Braves handed out, but at the same time, I mean, at least the rotation gives them the opportunity to be competitive this year. I mean, the big thing with the Atlanta Braves is they're going to have to figure out how they're going to get runs. And unlike years past, all right, you know, Bobby Cox is what you would call your old National League type manager. Sit back, get a couple guys on base, and go for the long ball. This team can't do this, guys. This team doesn't. This team is, I don't care what happens, okay? You can load these guys up with steroids. This is not going to be a big home run hitting team. It's just not
going to,
they don't have it. So they're going to have to do some bunting. They're going to have to do some hit and runs. And that's, you know, that's not something that Bobby does a whole lot of. He might have to change his philosophy a little bit to get runs.
I mean,
runs
they were they had the worst power numbers by far in their
after
outfield,
having
in
the
their
best.
Outfield. In their outfield, of any team in baseball. And so if you're Bobby Cox, you know that, for one. I mean, you've got to know that stat. And you also have got to know that you haven't improved your power hitting very much this offseason. So I think it's an obvious fact and something he will clearly make an attempt to do, and that is move base runners and play small ball a little bit more.
Here's what I will say about that, though. Start the year, obviously with Jordan Schaefer getting hurt, that's not going to help his chances. It does help the chances of one Josh Anderson to win the center field starting job.
And you say he's
Boom,
speedy.
He's your leadoff man. He's a guy that's going to get on base, be able to steal a base or two. You're going to have Kelly Johnson, who all he does is hit singles and doubles. You know, Kelly Johnson doesn't need to hit home runs. All he's got to do is use that beautiful swing he has to put it in the gap and to drive Josh Anderson home. You know, Escobar, he gets better every year. This year, hopefully he takes that leap that he made last year, okay? Hopefully he takes yet another leap to become that superstar that I think we all think he can be. Chipper Jones is nothing but rake. Okay, I mean, yes, you don't have a number four hitter. You got a bunch of number five and number six hitters in McCann, in Francoeur, in Kochman. So I think, hey, these guys, they can play small ball. That's what this team is built to do.
That's what they're going to have to do.
I don't know if Bobby wants to do it, but they can do it.
What you can't afford, and the Yankees can, and the Red Sox can, is having someone in like Francoeur in your lineup and Cal, or, you know, who's batting 230. I mean, you can't have any.
Well, you tell them to get with the program or get your bags.
I'm just saying they don't have much room for error in this with this team.
All right, real quickly, we got an answer to our trivia question. I think David knows who the name of the band that plays on Thursday nights at Aqua Blue. David Teller. David, what's the name?
American Flyer.
You got it.
Yes, David Teller with an H.
All right, you got it.
Oh, Heller.
We're going to put you on hold, and Joel's going to get all your information, and David Teller wins
no,
the
it's Heller.
Dinner.
Is he it corrected Heller? Us. He corrected us.
Oh,
it's
David
Heller.
Heller.
Yeah,
I'm
he did
sorry.
Say that.
David Heller has won the two free dinners.
I liked,
told you.
I liked Teller better because he was going to tell us the correct answer. But, yeah.
Hey, when we get back, guys, okay, when we get back from the break.
No pun intended.
Talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament. It's coming up. Of course, you've got most of the big conference tournaments this week. It's hoops time. Unfortunately, there's really not a whole lot of excitement here. Georgia
Tech. Well, UNC Duke, a game you're going to hear today on our radio station.
But at the same
time. And maybe next week on our radio
station.
But
sort of hard to get excited about what's going on. Georgia Tech finishes the conference. They lose a tough one to Boston College yesterday. They finished 2-14, 11-18. We'll talk about who they will play in the first round of the ACC tournament. As far as Georgia's concerned, who would have ever thought that Georgia would win more games in the conference than Tech this year? One more, of course, 3-13, 12-19 overall in the conference. So when we get back, we'll talk about both of them, who they play. Of course, the ACC tournament coming up right here in Atlanta at the Georgia Dome. And you can hear all the ACC action right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk about a busy weekend for the Hawks. Hey, man, the race came through town. Who won that checker flag? We'll touch on that a little bit. And Steak will eat 10 pounds of asparagus. Woo-hoo!
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
When deciding how to announce to the world Arby's new, never fried, never greasy roast burger, made with thinly sliced oven roasted beef and all the burger toppings you love, we realized that a simple drum roll just wasn't enough. We needed a sound as big as its taste. So we added a Philharmonic Orchestra.
a 21-gun salute, and this guy we found at the drive-thru.
Yo, dude, this roast burger rocks.
Arby's new roast burger. It's big. It's the burger done better. Just one bite, and you'll say, I'm thinking Arby's.
Solomon.
For the love of all that is holy, will you stop it?
The song that you just don't want to hear, the jewelry store that you just don't want to miss. Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry. And let's be honest, the economy has a lot of folks thinking, do I really need to do that? Can I afford that? Here's something I know. Women who are getting ready to get engaged in the springtime don't want to hear anything except about when you get in the ring. And that's why Solomon Brothers gets it. And this spring, engagement season, they have great opportunities. Guys, shop early and don't get caught waiting to the last minute and making rushed decisions. Stop by Solomon Brothers now to figure out what direction you're headed. They have the largest selection of diamonds to fit any budget. We're not talking about small diamonds for a big price. You'll get more diamond for your money at Solomon Brothers. Matter of fact, special 1-carat round brilliant cut diamond set in 14-carat white gold, 4-prong mounting for $23.99. That's a $4,800 retail. Engagement season's here. Get ahead of the game and be at the right place. That's what they do. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place. In Buckhead. Stop wasting money on energy bills. It's absolutely essential right now. And Energy Defenders offers insulation solutions to make your home more comfortable and cut your heating and cooling bills in half. Call Energy Defenders today to schedule a free home consultation. Insulation is the simplest way to maximize comfort and minimize cost. It's the single best investment you can make in your home. Call Energy Defenders, 866-584-9772. 866-584-9772. Or check out EnergyDefenders.com right now, because every day you wait is costing you money.
Come on.
NFL free agency has begun, and if your Falcons make a move, hear it here first. And when it comes to getting you ready for the NFL draft, no one does it better.
Hard not to go to deep, but he was too good.
Like a water bug, you know.
Enough said. Football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
All right, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. We're wrapping it up. And with Brian Jones, Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovi. Scott Janovitz.
Sometimes
don't forget to check out scoreatl.com. Also, the Coors Light 6th Annual March Mayhem Party at the Cheetah, presented by Level Vodka. It's Thursday and Friday, March 19th and 20th. Of course, that will be coming up in 2 weeks. Make sure that you get to that. Doors will open at 11 a.m., no cover till 7 p.m., and I guarantee you, you will have a good time as the first round of the NCAA tournament gets underway. Of course, this week, the ACC tournament will come to Atlanta, GA. It'll be at the Georgia Dome. Get a chance to see the best conference in basketball. Great guys, I would say ACC, top to bottom, best
Big
conference.
East. I'd say Big East.
No, I'm going to go ACC.
I would have to go ACC.
ACC.
I think it's neck and neck.
Let's put it this way. They're both very good. Of course, Georgia Tech ends up
Big East
on a
has
losing
three teams
note yesterday.
In the top six.
So Tech guys will play either Clemson or Florida State, and that will, of course, be determined today, I think.
Today.
Yes.
Because Wake plays Clemson. Wake's already
Who's
clinched.
Florida State play today? Do we know? Florida State, I think,
Scott's
has
got
a game today.
Might
you have a game?
Out.
Let's find out who Florida State is. So I think if Clemson wins today, that they'll end up getting the
Florida State plays
spot.
Virginia Tech.
So if Florida State wins, let's just say if Clemson wins today, I think that they end up getting the fourth bye. And then in that situation, Georgia Tech would play Florida State in that first round of the ACC tournament. As far as your Georgia Bulldogs, we'll see if they can repeat as tournament champions.
Hey, they're the chance till somebody knocks them out.
You're right.
That's true.
You're right. And they will face
sad.
They
but
will
true.
Face a very what I would consider sad Alabama. Those are two sad.
No, they don't. They play Mississippi State.
I'm sorry, you're right. Mississippi State. Georgia plays Mississippi State. The winner goes on and plays
South Carolina.
South
SoCar,
Carolina.
Who
looks like they've already
beat
shown
Georgia
up. Looks like they've shown up the tournament.
They've got,
you know why? Because they haven't lost to Georgia this year.
Who has Florida? Is that
Florida,
where you're going
Kentucky.
For? Florida's
Vandy.
Still in it. Florida's still in it. They need to get to the tournament finals.
I think this year you need to include that piece of criteria or that criteria in you're bubble bursters.
Having not
you lose
lost.
To Georgia and you're on the bubble,
you're
done.
Out.
You're automatically out. You're
same
out.
Go. Same
Virginia
go
Tech, Vandy, Kentucky,
so,
Florida.
But let
done.
Me ask you this:
Dunzo.
If Georgia is statistically better than Georgia Tech this year, so could you use the same principle with Georgia Tech? And if that's the case, are you willing to eliminate Wake Forest?
I never said that about Georgia Tech.
Okay, I'm just asking. Hey, it's your theory.
Georgia Tech beat Georgia.
All right.
That's true.
They did. Even though it was at home and they were losing by 20 in the second half, they did.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about the Georgia rule because none of those teams are making the tournament anyway.
You don't think Florida's making the tournament?
No.
Okay. Interesting.
You don't think Florida's going
to
make it?
He's turning
I think
on
they
his
have
own
to make
team.
It to the, I think they have to make it to the at least make it to the conference finals, the
right.
tournament finals, and I don't know that they're capable of that.
Well, I think what's at least what we have exciting, you know, and of course, 790 Zone's the flagship station for Georgia Tech, and the exciting thing about Tech, of course, guys, is they will be loaded with some really, really good prospects next season. So I think that while a very disappointing for season for Georgia Tech, only two wins in the conference, that next year they're going
to
be pretty good.
And by the way, I was talking to some people yesterday. I was playing golf with a couple of my Tech friends who are actually insiders at the Georgia Tech over there. Mm-hmm. And they've you know, squashed the rumor that Paul Hewitt will be fired, so I'm no longer on the Paul
Hewitt
fires.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Because his contract is so that he can't be fired. Right
well,
now.
But that's not going to happen
yeah.
anyway. I mean, that's, right. they've already...
I'm off Dan that bandwagon now,
Dan Radakovich.
I realize it's not going to happen.
Dan Radakovich has come out and basically said that's not going to happen.
Because
of
the money.
I guess the only question for Tech would be that, you know, whether Ghani Lawal would think about going into
goes
the
to the pros. I think he's hurt his status too much. I mean, listen, it's an NBA that
boy
that,
would that be a mistake?
Well, they draft on potential. So
what
the guy,
what is that? What are you looking at? That
yeah,
you
I didn't even realize Ghani Lawal was thinking about going to the
yeah,
NBA.
Neither
the fact
I.
of the matter is, yeah. a week or 2 weeks into this season, he was considered a top 10 to 15 pick mm-hmm. based on potential alone.
I'm talking about as of today, March the 8th.
Well, that's the question.
I didn't realize that he was even thinking about going.
Look at a couple of years ago when Tech lost two young players that went, and everybody said way too early. Crittenden, who was the other one?
Thaddeus Young.
I mean, look, I know you roll your eyes at that.
I'm not rolling. I'm shocked.
But well, you might be shocked, but crazier things.
Crittenden
happen.
And
that
Young, though.
Stupid.
Crittenden and Young took their teams to the NCAA tournament.
No, absolutely.
That's true.
The point is, before the season started, Ghani Lawal was considered a top 10, maybe a lottery pick, and now he probably can't leave, even if he wants to. Again, though, the NBA drafts on potential, and if you're drafting on potential, Ghani Lawal is certainly someone you have to look at. But he's not ready. I mean, there's no debating
he's not
that.
Ready. But crazier things have happened.
I'm not trying to disrespect the guy. I just think that
well,
he'd be crazy to go to the NBA right now.
No, he's not going anywhere.
He's got to return
That's
to Tech
it.
And
hey,
bring this team back to prominence.
Listen, the debate is how much can a freshman help you? And the great freshman obviously can help a lot. The Michael
really?
Beasley and the
Rose,
Derrick Roses of the world
Anthony,
can
Carmel
certainly
Anthony,
help
yeah,
you a lot.
They can help.
Right. No, we agree on that. The question is how much can Udofia and Favors is one of those guys. If
Glenn
those
Rice.
Guys can really come in
Glenn
and contribute,
Rice, Jr.
those guys come in and contribute the way they you know a lot of people think they can.
Well,
that's a heck of a team.
Well, and the other thing is it's not just those three. I mean, there's a couple of others, and there's a kid
Holsey,
from North Carolina.
Holsey.
Is that the kid from North Carolina? Mm. Anyway, we'll talk about that at a later show. Great things coming up this week at Score Atlanta. Like I said, we will be webcasting the games live on Wednesday and Thursday. With Georgia Public Broadcasting, you'll be able to go to scoreatl.com or gpb.org/basketball. Big B.
Yeah, if you like these,
you'll hear Big B.
If you like these voices,
be, yeah.
you can hear him again.
Everybody in this room, except for myself, will be making sure that the streaming video is going well. We'll be on the air. But it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. We're doing all four games on Thursday at Gwinnett Arena starting at 4 o'clock and all four 5A games. Starting Wednesday, and then the 5A games are Thursday. We'll also be involved in the finals at Gwinnett Arena on Friday and back down in Macon on Saturday. Guys, want to thank you for setting your clocks correctly. Joel, thank you very much. We've got a special 790 The Zone show coming up. Don't forget, Score Atlanta on Wednesdays, 1300 locations. You can also check us out at scoreatl.com. People, no better place to get high school sports in scores than scoreatl.com. Everybody have a great afternoon. It's beautiful out there. Drive carefully.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Okay.
It's Zone Sports Sunday.
Reality TV for me, but I listen to you guys, and as much as some of those idiotic things I heard say, I just can't turn away. Hey, guys, great show. Maybe the best show I've heard in a long time.
What's the name of the show again?
It's Zone Sports Sunday on 790 The Zone.
You know what you need in a business? Boys, you need a hook.
Good afternoon. I suppose it's afternoon, although it still feels like morning. Live from Hooters downtown, Zone Sports Sunday. Sam Raiden, the soon-to-be-famous John Michaels, here kicking off ACC Tournament Weekend in the ATL. John, great day outside. Great day to have some fantastic wings, watch some great college basketball, drink some beers, come join us at Hooters downtown. Having a lot of fun. I miss you. It's fun to be back with you.
I mean, I haven't seen you since, like, November. When's the last time we worked together? 2006? It's been a while.
It has been quite some time.
You're Mr. Hawk and Mr. Falcon, and I'm soon to be famous.
And you're Mr. Daddy pretty soon.
See, you put it out there. I've been hiding that from a lot of people.
Well, the last time we worked together, I wasn't allowed to talk about it. So now I figured I could at least wait 30 seconds and then just put it out there in the air.
Yeah, they've had some commercials. Jeff Wolverton expecting in the next week or so. I've got about 2 weeks myself, or at least I hope so. I'm trying to make it past the cheetah. Been talking to my son and through the stomach going, look, 19th and 20th, Coors Light March Mayhem at the cheetah. Come the 21st. Actually, come that Monday when there's no college basketball on. Then I have 3 days to relax and get ready for the Sweet 16.
And it's like, the point is, you need to teach your son from an early age. Everybody plays hooky during the first weekend of March Madness. Your son needs to learn now. There's no reason to show up. You play hooky during March Madness.
Absolutely. Now, the woman would beg to differ. She's ready for him to come today. I'm in no hurry. Like, look, I got 2 more weeks.
Do you have the crib yet?
Yes. I put it together and everything.
It's done?
I painted the room.
Like a week ago, you didn't even have the bassinet.
Well, you know, that was a week ago. That's what
you
have friends for.
You're very industrious.
Sometimes.
I'm really looking forward
to it. Now I'm
going to
have a cherry colada and about 7,000 calories.
I can't wait to watch
that. Have a couple of Bud Lights as well.
Hey, we're going to talk plenty of college basketball today. We'll spend some time on Duke, Carolina. They wrap up the regular season for the ACC. We'll let you know who are the teams to watch out for in this year's NCAA tournament. We're also going to have a lot of fun talking about the ACC tournament that comes to Atlanta this week. We are giving away tickets on site, announcing the winner today of our ticket giveaway for the ACC tournament, courtesy of all the fine folks at Bud Light.
Yeah, and here's the great thing about that. We're not giving you passes just to, like, Thursday's game. You don't have to go to the noon session at Thursday and that's it. You're getting an actual block of tickets for Thursday through Sunday. That means you can go watch North Carolina in day one. You can watch Sunday afternoon when it's probably North Carolina and Duke again. You get to go see that at the Georgia Dome. I'm sitting here holding the booklet right now.
You got to give those up.
Do I? These are good seats, too. I think I'm going home. I've got all I need. I've got a book of tickets. But those are being given away today by our friends at Bud Light as well as Empire Tickets. Great giveaway here at Hooters downtown. You want to make sure you make your way out today. We'll be here until 3 o'clock hanging out with all the fine folks here. Now, I got to get on you. As we ride in this morning, first of all, you were late as always. I wake up plenty on time. I get to your house. You forget that it's spring ahead. I get to your house at 11:05. You're still in bed thinking it's 10 o'clock. Then you told me you stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching season 1 of The Wire because you've never seen The Wire. Who hasn't watched The Wire?
Here's what you do. You jump on me at the wrong times for all these things. First of all, the real facts and evidence are that I made sure that you were on the way when you thought it was still 9:30. That's the actual truth. But I have to say, and people have been texting me all morning, you must hate this day, Sam, because here's the only day of the year that's only 23 hours. Because you are right. At least half right.
Yeah.
I did stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching The Wire, and I did stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning on a night that it was really 5 o'clock in the morning. So that is something that I'm inclined to do. I was still ready on time. I was ready to go. I'm excited to be here at Hooters today. I'm excited to talk some college basketball. And the question I want to ask you, with the ACC tournament coming in, you're talking about the ticket giveaway courtesy of Bud Light as well as Empire Tickets. This is one of those events that makes living, working in Atlanta so special. Think back to All-Star Games. NBA All-Star Game was here. The NHL All-Star Game was here. The Sugar Bowl wound up being here that one year. We'll have the golf tournament on the PGA Tour when that's here. The Cobalt Tools 500 on the NASCAR circuit is here in Atlanta. Where to you does the ACC tournament rank? Because this, you know, when it comes to being a sports fan and understanding what it truly means, the fabric of the history of the game, The ACC tournament ranks pretty high.
Yeah, it's right up there with me. My first year living here was the year that the Super Bowl was here, so I was really excited to come to a city and have the Super Bowl. That obviously is number one. The Final Four was here a couple of years ago. I love that for two reasons. Georgetown was in the Final Four, and then, again, it was here in the city of Atlanta. I'd have the ACC tournament number three behind those two, ahead of the All-Star games. NBA All-Star game was pretty close just because of the events that went on in this city. But for the actual sporting event itself, to be able to go watch ACC basketball at its best, teams, there's probably five teams fighting for their tournament lives in the ACC, and then you have two teams that are true Final Four contenders, maybe even three if you want to throw Wake Forest in the mist. Three Final Four-type teams there. I can't wait till Thursday. Now, everybody knows me and you have full